Hare Krishna. Agora assistindo para o Opa. Tira! Arimo! You've been saving your spot. Wow, this is wonderful. I'm going to unmute you for a second. Is that okay? You're going to have to unmute yourself.
There you are.
My humble obeisances is to you. All glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
Well, you have a voice and everything.
Yeah, I've been in vocal therapy. For a while, I couldn't talk.
Yeah,
I'm working on myself. I've got a long road ahead.
You're doing therapy?
Yeah. Speech therapy, swallowing therapy, this, that.
Yeah, you're walking. You're looking good.
I've lost a lot of weight. I'm down to 160 pounds now, junior high weight.
It's all right. But it'll come.
We're on the mend. And Maharaj, I want to thank you so much for all your prayers and good wishes and the Lakshmi that all the Vaishnavas sent. I want to thank all the devotees for their prayers and their kind donations and their well wishes. It's good to be back.
We just want to see you back in action, leading kirtans. Associating with devotees.
I was this close to death. So now we're here again, trying to rejuvenate the body. Got a long, long rehab ahead of me, but step by step, we'll get back.
Thank you. Thank you for your efforts. You're satisfying all the devotees.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for all the prayers and good wishes. It actually saved my life.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right. Well, we don't have to do anything else today. Okay. I guess I will. I'll try anyways. Okay. So today is Monday. I got the day right. Probably the first time in several weeks I got the day right. And we'll give a shorter class, but we'll start with Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 4, text 52. And I believe the last verse we spoke about the limits and being able to understand Vaikuntha. Is that right? No, the last verse we spoke about, that was two verses back. I think we spoke about last time about how Sanatana Goswami set the example of as the ideal sadhaka by his complete submission to the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, and how he was realized and sheltered as a result of his submission to the orders of Lord Chaitanya. And that enabled him to describe, of course, as we all said, as we emphasized before, because Sanatana Goswami is Nitya Siddha, but he also has a Sadaka Sarira form as Sanatana Goswami, as an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. But nonetheless, he accepts that form in this world as Lord Chaitanya's associate to teach the standards of an ideal sadhaka and his submission to this order and instructions to Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, being fully realized, he was able to produce something as wonderful as Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita for us to all relish. And that was the topic of the last verse, the summary of the topic of the last verse, and the reason why we spoke about that was because Gopakumar specifically told the Mathura Brahmin, I've taken you as far as I can take you right now. You've heard me. You've heard the descriptions of Vaikuntha. Now, next stage is you have to taste it and realize it for yourself. And that was the essence of the last verse. And today's verse is text 52, chapter 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tishu Vaidrishyamaneshu Tabramanu Bhave Sukham Gacchatsu Tuchatam Sajo Priyeva Vidamet Svayam. When one sees those splendors of Vaikuntha, the happiness realized in Brahman at once seems empty, and as if from sheer embarrassment on its own, it disappears. Commentary. After a purified Vaishnava has realized the glories of Vaikuntha and its inhabitants, the prospect of impersonal realization loses all attraction. It simply disappears like the stars at dawn. And because the next verses are intimately connected, I will read the next verse also. Svarama punakamaye sarvapeksha vivajita gyatam praptam nijam kritsnam chaktva vaishnava sangata sarasara vira vicharaptya bhakti margam vishantiyat taditu statrayatena nubhuto dharjato maya. Translation. Those who are self-satisfied, fulfilled in all desires, and free from all material concerns, who have renounced everything they know and possess, who have associated with Vaishnavas, and have thus acquired the power to discern between the essential and the non-essential. It is they who enter the path of devotional service. When I went to Vaikuntha, that is what I vividly saw. Commentary. Even though Gopakumara's student has been told that only direct perception can give him true understanding of the nature of Vaikuntha, he may still be anxious to have some other means to gain the special faith that the discipline of bhakti yoga demands. Anticipating this anxiety, Gopakumar here describes the logic by which one can know theoretically the super excellent happiness of Vaikuntha. Advanced mystics who have realized the supreme truth in its impersonal aspect sometimes abandon the happiness of Brahman for the opportunity to realize Vaikuntha. They leave aside both their knowledge and their perfectly developed realization to enter the path of devotional service. Once they experience the bliss of Vaikuntha life, they condemn what they formerly considered happiness in impersonal realization. This is evidence of the wonder of Vaikuntha. Om Agyana Timirandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chaksho Unminitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Gari Yakipa Tamaham Mande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pastachade Sitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. These three verses actually are somewhat connected to the verse we spoke on Saturday. They're connected because Gopakumar concluded by saying, I've taken you as far as I can, as far as I can take you. You've heard there are certain limits to being able to fully understand Vaikuntha because it's so inconceivable, and it certainly cannot be approached simply by the mundane mind and senses. And what's left for you is to realize. And in these verses, what Gopakumara is expressing is a potential question that may arise in the mature Brahmin's mind, which is, okay, I have to realize it, but how will I get strength to continue the path you're setting out for me? Is there some other way I can at least theoretically accept that the experiences of Vaikuntha that you have described are superior, and I will be able to, by that understanding, at least gain enough strength to continue to pursue the path you're setting out for me? And that is alluded to here in the commentary, when the Sanatana Goswami says that he may still be anxious to have some other means to gain the special faith that the discipline of bhakti yoga demands. Anticipating this anxiety, Gopakumara here describes the logic by which one can know theoretically the super excellent happiness of Vaikuntha. Okay? You're going to have to realize it for yourself, but now here's a theoretical example which may help you to give you that little extra that you need to continue to qualify yourself for those realizations. What is he going to tell him? Well, what has he told him here? He said there are sometimes examples of persons, even persons who are self-satisfied, right here. They're self-satisfied, they're fulfilled in all desires, they're free from all material concerns, they've renounced everything they know, everything they possess, associated with Vaishnavas, and have thus acquired the power to discern between the essential and the non-essential. It is they who enter the path of devotional service. In other words, here's something you can additional that you can embrace theoretically that, well, if somebody who is experiencing as much bliss as that which is obtained by the Brahmavadis, such as we already spoke before, what happened to the four Kumaras when they got their realization at the gates of Vaikuntha, they were there. As the whole story, we won't go back into it all again. We gave a lot of detail of that story about how they weren't escorted in, they came of their own accord, and therefore they weren't able to be fully qualified in their own merit to gain full entrance into Vaikuntha. So the Lord then appeared before them with Lakshmi Devi, and simply by the fragrance of the aroma of Tulsi from the lotus feet of the Lord, the four Kumaras became devotees. And as a result of becoming devotees, they were able to experience the bliss of Vaikuntha. And therefore, although they continued to travel, in the course of their travels, they were now always spreading the glories of the spiritual world and of the Supreme Lord. That was one example we spoke about before. But there are other examples. And another example, which is so oftentimes referred to in Shastra, is Sukadeva Goswami. Its example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Example is given in the commentaries of our Vaishnava Acharyas. This example is explained in detail in Sandarbhas, especially in Tattva Sandarbha, how Sukadeva Goswami, although he was previously a Brahmavadi and attracted and self-satisfied, he was so self-satisfied that he decided, I don't want to take any risks of falling into Maya. I want to just stay the way I am, fully self-satisfied and enjoying my self-satisfaction. And I can even experience that enjoyment here in the womb. Why should I go out of the womb? And we'll talk about that, because that's actually what's described in Tattva Sandarbha, that example which is given. But I first want to read a verse from the Bhagavatam, which will bring us to that point. But he was absorbed in the self-satisfaction. And yet, now what Gopa Kumara is giving us this extra impetus to the mature Brahmin is somebody who is so self-satisfied, has all his desires fulfilled, they have no material concerns whatsoever, they are completely renounced. If they find find Vaikuntha and find the association of the Lord and the devotees of the Lord in Vaikuntha to be something superior, then not only do they see it as superior, but as Sanatha Goswami said, they deride. They get to the point where they're embarrassed that I was ever attracted to Brahman realization. And that automatically springs forth as a result of contact with the devotees, because that's the other point mentioned here, who have associated with Vaishnavas. That's, they deride the conception of liberation. They deride self-satisfaction. They deride all of these things. It must be something there. There must be something there. Why don't you just try to accept that there must be something there, and at least theoretically accept that if somebody like Sukadeva Goswami, somebody like the Four Kumaras, example is also given, Bilva Mangal Thakur, he was previously an impersonalist, and yet because of, there's a nice verse I wanted to read, Bilva Mangal Thakur, because it's quoted by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What Bilva Mangal Thakur had to say as of an example of how he derides this conception. He says, Advaita Vitti Patikar Upasya Svananda Singhasana Labdhabdiksha Satena Kenapi Vayam Hatena Dasi Krita Gopa Vadhu Vitena. Although I was worshipped by those in the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who was always joking with the gopis. That Actually, Rupa Goswami quotes it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and it's cited in other places as well, that how Bilva Mangala Thakur had previously been inclined towards a monistic way of thinking, also self-satisfied, but yet by his association with the Lord himself, he was able to realize the superiority. That cunning boy, as he describes, who's always joking with the gopis, he derides that impersonal conception, even though the impersonalists experience so much bliss. We talked about before also, we gave the example that when Gopakumar entered into Mahakalapur and he could see the form of the Lord of Mahakalapur, but it was difficult to see because he was surrounded by this effulgence, and then he was able to see that this effulgence was constituted by so many living entities who were actually his effulgence and experiencing the bliss of being his effulgence. And we gave that example that Sanatana Goswami described, the Lord was so merciful to them that he accepted their service of being particles of his effulgence, even though they had no inclination to render service. That was his mercy to them. He accepted that as service for them. And although they didn't fully realize the bliss from that service, still they were self-satisfied. But as we know, Aruya Krishchena Param Padam Patam, Tatam Patantyato Nadratad Yusmanagriya, as Lord Brahma says, they will fall down from that position of imagined superiority because they failed to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Again, just the examples which help us to understand and which Gopakumara is trying to address in case the mature Brahmin is going to think in this way, well, if I have to realize it all myself, give me something to keep me going. Keep me motivated. Give me examples. Give me something I can hold on to. And therefore, he's giving this example that even the Brahmavadis, after they get some realization of the superiority of Vaikuntha, they deride their experiences and their bliss from Brahmana's realization, because obviously the pleasure that they experience must be superior. Now, as I said, I wanted to speak a little bit about Shukadeva Goswami, because he's usually, most often cited as somebody who was previously attracted to the Brahman in personal conception. And how is it that he actually became such a exalted devotee, the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam? How is it that he was allured out of the womb of his mother after staying there for 16 years because he was afraid that he would be tempted by the illusory energy, and he didn't, how did all of that happen? And I'm going to read, it's a verse from the first canto of the Bhagavatam and a commentary by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I read the commentary, and then I would like to expand on that a little bit by giving some details from other references, such as from the Tattva Sandarbha, which is given both by Jiva Goswami and also by some explanations given within the Tattva Sandarbha by other Vaishnavas, which Jiva Goswami included in the Tattva Sandarbha. First, let me read the verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is first canto, 7th chapter, 8th verse. Sa samhitam bhagavatim kritvam kramya chatmajam sukam adhyapayam asa nivritti niritam muni. Translation: having already made the Bhagavatam, the sage Vyas revised it and taught it to his son, Shukadev, who had realized Brahman. Commentary. Because he had realized the superiority of prema, his goal over realization of the bliss of Brahman, he taught Bhagavatam to Sukha, that he also could see the superiority of the bliss of prema. In this world, if the father has experienced something blissful, he will attempt to have his son experience this also. That is explained in this verse. It's an important point also to understand, because as we know, when Shukadeva Goswami, he left the womb after 16 years, and he was allured out of the womb because Shukadeva Goswami indicated that he needs some assurances that if he comes out of the womb, he's not going to become captivated by the illusory energy. So Vyasadeva, understanding that this is how Sukadeva Goswami was thinking, he actually turned to Lord Krishna, who was in Dwarka, and he requested Lord Krishna to please come before Sukadeva Goswami and to give his assurances to Sukadeva Goswami that if he comes out of the womb, then he will not become captivated by the illusory energy and he'll maintain his realization of his eternal individuality. So upon the request of Vyasadeva, Krishna actually appeared before him and gave that assurance to Shukadeva Goswami. When Shukadeva Goswami got that assurance, which was what he needed, he also needed some evidence. He got the evidence from the Lord himself. But what did he do? As soon as he came out of the womb, he just immediately left for the forest. And because he left for the forest, Vyasadeva followed his son Shukadeva into the forest. As that famous verse that as he was calling for his son, and only the trees echoed in response, right? Shukadeva Goswami was not so much inclined to answer the call of his father as he was calling him, please come, please come. Now the point that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is making here is that Vyasadeva was not running after Shukadeva Goswami because he was attached to his son. He was running after Shukadeva Goswami because he realized if there's anybody who's qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and to taste the prema of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's my son. If there's anybody qualified who can actually hear it and to give it to others and to repeat it without any personal motivation because he's already self-satisfied, it's my son. And therefore, he was entering into the forest looking for his son, Shukadeva, not because, my son, it was because he's the best person to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So he wanted to find his son, but Shukadeva Goswami disappeared and entered into the forest. There's more to that, but let me continue with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. First, Vyas had made it an abbreviated scripture about bhakti. But on the advice of Narada, he arranged it, anukramya, purified it, giving most prominence to bhakti, to Krishna. Narada gave his instructions after the disappearance of Krishna and before Parikshit punished Kali. Because at that time itself, there was a tendency towards irreligion, even among the followers of religion. And adherents of scripture, since the power of Kali manifested even at the beginning of his control. Because of this, Vyas was dissatisfied in his heart. This is shown in the following verse. So in other words, the point Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is making here, that Vyasadeva he actually had made an abbreviated scripture about devotional service, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Narada Muni instructed him, he made another scripture. And this is a point he's going to bring out here later in the car. The same Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the same thing. But he's extracted given the essence on the emphasis on pure devotional service completely. And the point that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is going to make, and I'll just let him say it himself rather than saying it in advance myself. He simply quotes the verse to Vyasadev, which he's explaining to Vyasadev why you're feeling despondent, because you've created a disturbance by teaching that is condemned to people attached to material enjoyment in order to make them accept Dharma. Thinking that what you have taught is real Dharma, they do not consider giving it up. It is understood that before the beginning of Kali Yuga, he would not have been dissatisfied in heart. Now at this time, he revised the Bhagavatam, which was previously written. When it is said, Krishne svadhamo pagate purano kto dunotita, this verse refers to the revised Bhagavatam, the present one. When it is said that the present Bhagavatam is another Bhagavatam, that the Bhagavatam is among the eight, and that the Bhagavatam is among the 18 Puranas, it refers to the same Bhagavatam, the present one. Nivrti Niratam means that Shukadev had realized Brahman. So, just to summarize, what Vyasadev did is that he revised the Bhagavatam. And his revised version of the Bhagavatam was the version that he gave to Shukadeva Goswami. Now, how did he get to that point of giving it to Shukadeva Goswami? Because, as we already explained, Shukadeva Goswami left. He went into the forest. Vyasadeva was calling for him. Only the trees were echoing in response. Vyasadeva returned to his ashram and was thinking, how can I get this qualified son of mine to hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which he was revising so that he could give to his son to properly speak to Maharaj Parikshit and thus establish it as the Srimad Bhagavatam for all to hear, which was repeated by Suta Goswami, who was also present when Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. It's the same Bhagavatam. But how did it get to Shukadeva Goswami? This is explained in the Tatva Sandarbha. And we all know the story. It's that Srila Vyasadeva was thinking how he could attract his son. So what he did, some of his disciples, they would daily go into the forest to collect firewood for fire. And he had them going out to the place where Shukadeva Goswami was staying in the forest. And he requested them to speak verses of his revised Srimad Bhagavatam, which he had been teaching to them, and to speak it and to discuss it amongst themselves close enough so that Shukadeva Goswami could hear them. And he understood that if Shukadeva Goswami hears these verses, certainly he'll get some taste. Certainly he'll become attracted if he hears these verses. Now, there's no scriptural evidence, I'm aware of, scriptural evidence of what those verses were. But interestingly, that Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he suggests two of the verses which Shukadeva Goswami's disciples were speaking from, which attracted Shukadeva Goswami. One of the verses was from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes how kind and merciful Krishna is to his devotees, and that he personally becomes the charioteer of Arjuna. I'll read the verse. And another verse is how kind and merciful Krishna is even to his enemies. And it's interesting. It's the same verse we spoke about last time, which Mukunda, not last time, two times before, which Mukunda recited in the presence of Pundarik Vijayanidhi, which caused Pundarik Vijayanidhi to go into complete ecstasy when he heard about how merciful Krishna is, that even though Putana came to poison Krishna, Krishna was so kind to accept her milk and to accept the offering of her milk that she had come to give, even though she intended to poison him. Krishna kindly gave her a position of a mother in the spiritual world. And when Pundarik Vijayanidhi heard that verse, he became so captivated hearing that description spoken by Mukunda that he became ecstatic. So Baladev Vijayabhushan suggests that there were two verses that Shukadev Goswami heard. I'll quote the verses. They're relevant. And the verses are, excuse me, I always get a little distracted. Here they are. This one shows Krishna's love for his devotees. And yam manyase matuleyam priyam mitram suhittamam akaro sachivam dutam sohidat atta saratim. O king, that personality whom, out of ignorance only, you thought to be your maternal cousin, your very dear friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, etc., is that very personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the other verse, Aho Pakiyam Stana Kalas Kutam Jighamsaya Payayad Apyasadvi Lebhe Gatim Dat Yuchitam Titonyam Kamva Dayalum Saranam Vajema. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana? Although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. Anyways, Baladev Vijayabhushan suggests that these were the verses which Vyasadeva's disciples were speaking about and recited in the presence of Shukadeva Goswami in the forest. That's what happened. Shukadeva Goswami heard their recitation and was wondering, where did they get it? So he began following them as they were returning with their firewood to Shamyapras, which is Vyasadeva's ashram, their Badarik ashram. And gradually he began to realize, as he was following these disciples, that he was approaching his father's ashram. And then he understood that, well, if I'm going to hear more of this, I guess I'm going to have to submit myself to my father. And therefore, at that point, he having become attracted to the superior descriptions, which of course was the essence of the Atmarama verse, Atmaramas Chamunayo, that is also described in this same chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is that Krishna's qualities are so attractive that even those who are self-satisfied and personless, they actually become devotees of the Lord. So then Shukadeva Goswami heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva and became qualified student of Vyasadeva, and therefore at the time when Maharaj Parikshit was ready to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, who appears nonetheless, Shukadeva Goswami, and who appeared in the way that he did because he was completely freed from the bodily conception of life. He didn't even wear any clothing, but he was fully realized and conversant on the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And not only was he conversant, but he was tasting the nectar of prema, of pure love of Godhead, as a result of hearing the recitation from his father, who transmitted that essence to him. Of course, I think there's other references. I don't remember where. There's other references that actually that Shukadeva Goswami was previously in Krishna Leela. He was a parrot who heard Lord Shiva speaking the Bhagavat to Parvati. And therefore he appeared as Shukadeva Goswami, and he was like to perfectly recite as a parrot makes everything that he speaks, whatever it is, it becomes even sweeter because he makes it sweeter by dint of his realizations. So this is another example which I believe illustrates the point that Gopa Kumara tried to explain to the Bhattura Brahman, that there are examples that sometimes we see that persons who are Brahmavadis, who are self-satisfied, who've renounced everything, who have don't have any attachment to any material objects, they're not even attached to knowledge itself, they're just simply attached to self-satisfaction and bliss. Yet, although they're so attached to self-satisfaction and bliss, they're attracted to something which is beyond, which is Krishna's pastimes in Vaikuntha or Krishna's pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, whichever the case may be, according to the hearer. And therefore, he's using that as evidence to try to stimulate the Mathura Brahman that here is extra evidence that may give you the extra strength you need to realize it yourself. Even though I ended last statement by saying, I've taken you as far as I can go, and you'll have to go on and realize it yourself in order to be able to fully appreciate this Vaikuntha, this extra evidence has been presented in this form to help the Mathura Brahman. Because although Gopa Kumara had already fully realized Vaikuntha, he said, I can't give you any more. This is it. Now he's going to go back. And very soon we'll see that this whole description that we've been speaking about for so many verses was an incidental discussion. It wasn't really the main theme that Gopa Kumara was speaking to the Mathura Brahman, because the main thing he was speaking about was he was telling him his own account, his own story of what happens to him when he gets to Vaikuntha, when he sees all these personalities enter into Vaikuntha, and now, which is coming up either next verse or the verse afterwards, when the Vaikuntha dudas come and say, hey, you've been waiting long enough, come on, we're bringing you in. And we're going to take you in through all the different gates and give you the opportunity to meet Lord Narayan himself. And that's the next step coming up in the future verses. So that's the essence of these verses from today. And I'm going to stop here. And we will chant some japa together and for a little while. And then we'll continue on Saturday morning with the verses I just spoke about. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dira, can you unmute yourself again for 1 second?
Haribo.
Haribo.
Hi.
Hare Krishna.
So again, very grateful, Maharaj.
Go ahead.
I'm very grateful, Maharaj. Thank you so much for all you've done, for all the devotees praying for me and sending money, and it just really was a lifesaver for me.
We're happy to be of some service. We're deriving great satisfaction with the opportunity to render some service to a God brother I love very much.
I love you, and I'm your servant. Anything I can do, just let me know.
Many devotees were always asking about you. Yadubar must be extremely happy to see you there. He was always sending me, questions. What's the latest update on Dira Prabhu?
I see Yadubar here. Jai. Lakshmi Moni's here. So many nice devotees. And their prayers are all that I'm made of. I have no other source of nectar but the prayers of the devotees. So thank you so much. I've got a long way to go for rehab. Coming out of surgery, you know, it was a triple bypass. So coming out of surgery, I've had to have swallowing therapy that I could swallow. I didn't eat anything for over a month. Not even a drop of water could pass my lips. So I lost a lot of weight. But wow. So I had to learn how to swallow again. I had to learn how to speak again. And I had to learn how to walk. I still use a walker sometimes. I'm a little unsteady on my feet. Being in a hospital bed for 40 days is definitely no fun. But gradually, we're working our way back to our old self. And hopefully we'll be back out running and doing marathons and all that as soon as possible.
Give it time, please. Give it a little time before you start running, 20 kilometers a day.
Yeah, well, we're walking for now. We did 1 mile day before yesterday. With the walker.
Looks like Yadubar wants to say something.
No, I'm just surprised you're walking at all. Running.
I tried a little running with my therapist. And it was a little landing, coming down was a little bit hard on the heart. So we're going to dial it back to the walking for now.
I'll have a conversation with you about that.
We did pretty well with all the therapy. I finally passed my swallow test. They had stuck a tube in my stomach, and we had bleeding and problems with that. But they were all solved, and we finally got rid of the tube and passed the swallowing test. So I was able to eat normally. And now I'm going to be joining outpatient therapy. And we're just working our way back to health gradually, one day at a time, one step at a time. So thank all the devotees for your well wishes and your prayers, your donations, and your kindness upon me. Without the devotees, I don't know. I have no identity. I'm just a servant of the devotees and a friend. And God, the devotees are so kind, merciful. I don't know how to reciprocate that. But hopefully I can do it by becoming somewhat Krishna conscious myself.
Best service you can render to everybody. Best service. I was going to ask you, was that our god sister Mahara I saw sitting there before?
Yes. She and Kalindi have been taking care of me the entire time that I was out of it in the hospital. She was going to the store for Kalindi. Kalindi doesn't drive. She's been a real champ through the whole thing, though, and came to visit me in the hospital every day and brought nice prasadam from home. Hospital food is not something you want to fool with. So she brought nice prasadam from home for me. Mahara went out for a walk, but yeah.
For me. Please offer my obeisances to her and to Mitra Sena also.
I'll do it.
And
me also.
Hare Krishna. All right, so we're going to end here.
Huh?
What was that you said?
From me also, please. Obeisances to both of them and to you.
Obeisances to you, Prabhuji. So hopefully life will return to normal soon and we'll see you in Alachua. But right now we're kind of locked down and I need to be very, very careful.
Yeah. Take your time.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
So glad here. And I'm sure there's other devotees here who would like to speak to you. I see Sachimata is here. She's online.
Hi, Sachimata. Arigato.
I don't know if she knows how to unmute herself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure. I got lots of love for Sachimata and Chaitya Guru Prabhu and the whole family. I've spoken to the daughter. She's communicating with me.
Very good. She was also praying for you, too.
Jai.
She was communicating with me also.
Jai. Lakshmi Mani, thank you.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Advaita Gadadhar. Shrimati Gaurava.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama
Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.